There are countless organizations and individuals across Milwaukee who help people improve their lives. The range of support is exhaustive. WUWM News intern John Holman reports on what a few coaches offer at a martial arts gym on the East Side. People might first go there to learn to fight or protect themselves, but discover a whole lot more.
His name is Eric Schaefer, but people call him Red. He opened his Mixed Martial Arts Academy in 2010. It teaches boxing and kickboxing and the grappling disciplines of wrestling and jiu-jitsu. When you walk through the door, take off your shoes. They're not allowed in the gym. Before you step past the punching bags and onto the matted floor, make sure you bow. Martial arts are full of rituals. Schaefer started mastering them in 1996 while attending UW Oshkosh. He says a few guys formed a club and entered weekend tournaments. Winning paid $500 to $600.
When you're in college, $500 is a lot of money. So that was our great workout. It was my free time. That was my hobby. And it actually paid some bills, so that was kind of fun.
Schaefer's plan was to become a doctor so that he could help people. And he had the grades. But first, he wanted to give professional fighting a try, and he succeeded for several years.
You know, I was getting near the end of my fighting career, and I've always had the dream to have a gym that just cutting-edge science and psychology and technique to create champions, create better people, and all that kind of stuff. I believe the profit will come after that.
You can throw the last combo or this combo.
One of Red's students is Malcolm Childs. He busses tables at a restaurant to pay for his gym membership.
I'm planning on being in the cage one day to fight professionally, and I want to be the greatest, and I think this gym will help me be where I want to be and reach all my goals.
Child says jiu-jitsu has taught him to strive.
It helps you focus on any task and try to accomplish it. When you're here, you're going against some of the best guys, you know, and they're going as hard as they possibly can. It makes you want to work harder, not just at this, but at everything you do.
Why I came here is, you know, curiosity. I've always loved sports and always loved being active, and I tried jiu-jitsu, and it was great.
But Mike Adams agrees. What he's attained at the gym extends beyond the mat.
The more and more I do it, the more and more I become more confident with myself. I can keep my chin up a little higher. I'm happier, and I feel like I'm doing something right. I'm growing.
Both young men praise their coach.
Just like, you know, how Michael Jordan was made everyone else around him better, that's what Red does.
2 years ago, Red started a program for kids. He says it's become popular, mainly because of one of his coaches, Courtney Corpella.
All right, next four, find your opponent.
Corpella leads the kids in jiu-jitsu 2 nights a week. Her full-time job is teaching third grade in St. Francis, and she's brought some of those skills to the gym.
Okay, anything else we want to add on to show that we are understanding the story?
Corpella started a book club.
We talk about books often in the gym, and a lot of the students just love reading in general. So we decided to go with a book club to start off with. Throughout the week, they read their assigned readings, and then we come back, discuss what happened, and then continue reading on.
Asher Luckman and the others just finished reading Maybe.
So, like, a girl named Maybe, she was at a home, but then her parents sent her, like, to another family to work for them.
Isabel Kiekhofer is pleased the young girl in the story overcame obstacles.
I like to know that girls are strong because sometimes boys think that they're stronger than girls, and that kind of disappoints me.
Isabel's dad, Neil, is pleased.
Seeing the book club is one of those times where it's kind of like you get the vitamin that tastes really good, so the kid's like, oh, I totally want my vitamins.
I think I can even touch more lives on this career than I could as a doctor.
Gym owner Red Schaefer takes satisfaction in knowing he's followed his passion and the results have flowed to others.
So we had this one guy who went to high school in the area. His father is in prison, and we were letting him train like $10 a month just to kind of help the guys out. And his mom wrote the letter and said something like, thanks for being there. We can see the difference. You know, his father's not here, and you guys have become like kind of big brothers or father figures to him.
Red says he knew he had to share his blessings of a great family and healthy middle-class life in Fond du Lac.
This is the first time I've had any power to do anything good, and I think that's what everyone should be looking forward to in life, is what you can do for the world, what you can do for the community. That's what we're looking for here.
John Holman, 89.7, WUWM.